Hey, have you got a grudge against yourself? Then listen to this. It's the maddest half hour in radio. It's the Great Talent Hunt! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Great Talent Hunt. A half hour dedicated to the discovery of people with rare and unusual talent.
Like what?
Like a man who can tap dance with his tongue.
Yeah? What else?
An 80-year-old one-man minstrel show.
Yeah? What else?
And a man who plays popular songs on two flapjack turners.
No, no, you mad boy. This I gotta hear.
Well, then listen to the Great Talent Hunt. And here is the Great Talent Hunter himself, the star of his own Sunday Night Mutual Network show, Jim Backus.
Hey, hey, that's me.
Thank you very much, Ted Brown. We're a little early tonight, so hello, folks. But once again, the Great Talent Hunt serves as a springboard to fame and fortune. Are you talented? Do you have Lily Pons' voice? If you have, please return it immediately, as Lily needs it for a concert Saturday night. But if you have your own wonderful talent, if you can play the xylophone with your nose, or sing underwater, or get music out of old bed springs, then come to the Great Talent Hunt. The program that's second in popularity only to the common cold. Ted, tell me, who's first in tonight's talented parade of new stars?
Well, Jim, this is Mr. Ed Rosenbluth.
Well, oh, how do you do? How do you do? Welcome to our show, Ed.
Thank you.
Now, don't be nervous. Our studio audience here goes for talented people, and the last one they went for, they almost got. What kind of work do you do?
I work for the accounting firm of Siegel and Spiegler here in New York.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're an accountant.
That's
and
right.
I'm sure that you're a credit to the firm. I really mean that. Do you have any interesting accounts?
Well, one of our accounts is Hildegard.
You mean Hildegard the singer?
Mm-hmm.
You must be pretty good at figures. did you fill out her form on March 15th?
Oh, no, she filled that out herself.
If I weren't so stupid, would I have an answer for you? But now getting back to the business on our agenda. Agenda, that's a little radio term. It's really nothing. Mr. Rosenbluth, what strange and unique ability are we privileged to hear from you tonight?
Mr. Backus, I tap dance with my tongue.
You, What with your what?
I tap dance with my tongue.
Well, there's a little of the poet in all of us, you know. We live. Tell me, how do you tap dance with your tongue?
Well, I press my tongue against my upper teeth and coordinate breath and movement and time to the music.
Are you sure that you should be telling all this to me? A perfect stranger? No, but really, Ed, I'm as fascinated as a cobra. I really mean that. What are you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I'd like to do my conception of Fred Astaire tap dancing to East Side, West Side, followed by a drum and bugle corps.
Well, shut my mouth and open yours. Folks, with an assist from Emerson Buckley, the mad musical monk of Mutual, here is Ed Rosenbluth, his teeth, his talent, tap dancing a la Fred Astaire and imitating a drum and bugle corps. Go ahead. Well, Ed, that was Fred Astaire. Where's the drum and bugle corps?
Here they come.
Oh, good, the drum and bugle corps. Okay. was just great. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ed Rosenbluth imitating a drum and bugle corps with his tongue, and he certainly did it by gum. Attention, members of the American Dental Association. We have no message. We just want to keep you listening. But if any theater agents are listening, how about taking Mr. Rosenbluth out of bookkeeping and giving him some booking? So just call me at any hour of the day or night. Our phone number is Circle 4, 4379. I'll repeat that, Canal 8, 1065. Now, meanwhile, here is your $50, Mr. Rosenbluth, and please stay with us, because you may win our grand prize of an additional $50. Now, Ted, let's hear our guest number two in tonight's dazzling array of undiscovered stars.
Well, huh? Jim, as you remember, we had two winners last week.
Yes, well do I remember it. I still have the scars.
Well, tonight, one of the winners is back for a return visit now.
Really?
You remember Mrs. Ethel Campbell and her 54-year-old singing cockatoo, Jackie?
Yes, only Jackie didn't sing last week. We couldn't get a cockatoo out of him all evening.
Well, that's why Mrs. Campbell came back. She's been brooding all week because the bird got a prize, even though he didn't sing as she had promised.
Yes, I see what you mean. Good evening, Mrs. Campbell.
Good evening, Mr. Buffy.
Yes.
Sorry, Jackie didn't sing last week.
Oh, he didn't? No, that's all right, Mrs. Campbell. We've got to make allowances for a parrot that's 54 years old. Perhaps at his age, the trill is gone. Tell me, is Jackie really 54? Oh, no! Is Jackie really 54? I'm getting the bird. Mrs. Campbell, is he really 54?
Yes, he is.
Well, maybe that's why he didn't sing. You see, 54 is the awkward age. It's too young for Social Security and too old for pot roast. But I'm glad you brought him back here. I've been brooding, too. I've been sulking all week. I really have. Do you think that he will sing tonight? Hello, Hubert.
Yes, he will sing, won't you,
Jackie? You've been practicing?
Yes, we are singing all the week.
Oh, well, good. I hope he doesn't disappoint 164 mutual stations again. Tell me, Jackie, and tell Mrs. Campbell, rather, what... I get to love that bird and talk to it like a human being. Tell me, what song is it going to be this week?
Same song as last week.
Yeah, what is that?
Sweet mystery of life.
Well, this bird is our sweet misery of life, believe me. I accept that challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie, the 54-year-old cockatoo singing 1 week after schedule, our sweet mystery of life. Go ahead, Jackie, sing.
Sing, Jackie. Sing, Jackie. Jackie, sing. Jackie, sing. Sing, Jackie, sing. Sweet mystery of
life.
Please, Jackie, sing. Sing
the
song, Jackie. Sing mystery of life, Jackie. The one you had, Jackie. Please, if we rehearsed all the week,
the
Jackie.
The sponsor might be listening. Please,
Jackie, sing
Jackie,
the one,
please.
Jackie. Oh, Jackie.
No. Hey, this is where I came in last week. We're not going through that. Hold the music. Now, look, Jackie, boy, this routine is not advancing you. This is your big chance, boy. Boy, this bird is 54 years old. But look, if you make good, you may wind up in pictures. Look at the falcon. Look at Walter Pigeon. No, what seems to be the trouble? I don't understand it.
I think it's because he's looking at you.
Oh. Well, I'm crushed, but I'll tell you what, I'll turn my back. No tricks, do you hear, Jackie? All right, now try. Look, Emerson, only the piano. Just the piano this time, Jackie.
Sing. Sing, Jackie, mystery of love. Oh, Jackie, that's one, two.
Please, Jackie.
Sing, Jackie.
Sing, Jackie. Sing, Jackie. Cut. Emerson. Up the music. Even that doesn't work. Jackie, old boy, the Jackie one note. I'd like to point out something to you. This year you're 54. Next year you're going to be 55. Now sing before I change that arrangement. You'll sing now, folks. It's bird psychology. Won't he? The bird is going to sing.
Certainly will.
Oh, take it from the top again, Jackie. The top.
Oh, sing, Jackie. Come, sing, Jackie. sing, Jackie. Please sing the song that we rehearsed today.
Please, Jackie.
Oh, Jackie, please sing with us. Oh, what for? Please sing it, Jackie. Oh, Jackie. Oh.
Oh, thank you, Jackie, for nothing. Mrs. Campbell, I'm sorry this beastly bird has broken your heart, but you know, I'm not so sure that he's not a vulture under an assumed name. I really
mean it. He has.
Yeah, but perhaps we'll give him another chance some other time. Just keep punching Mrs. Campbell.
Oh, I shall have.
Maybe if you punch him often enough, he'll sing. So until then, Mrs. Campbell, here is your $50, some bird seed for you, Jackie. And please stay with us for a grand prize, an additional $50. Due to an oversight, Jackie may win again. Go on home.
Friends, would you like to appear on The Great Talent Hunt? Well, if you have any unusual...
Oh.
Shut up, you bum. If you have any unusual off-the-beaten-track talent, this is the show you've been waiting for. Just write to The Great Talent Hunt, Mutual Broadcasting System, describing your particular talent. Tell us when you'll be available. We want to hear from you.
Oh, Ted, you told them just right, too. Ted, tell me, who is our next guest to sign our talent register?
Well, here he is, Jim. He's Mr. Nat Gutterson.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, Mr. Gutterson.
Good evening, Mr. Brackus.
But seriously, sir, what is your occupation?
I work in the Warner Brothers Pictures.
Yeah, what do you do at the Warner Brothers?
I handle the mail.
You do, huh? I'm glad you mentioned Warner Brothers on the air. Now we may get a free Warner Brothers. But I just finished a picture for Warner Brothers. Did you happen to see, by any chance, see a preview of it? You didn't see it?
I didn't see no.
Oh, you didn't, huh? You just handled the mail.
Well, I just handled mail.
Well, I tell you what. You go see the picture and I'll go look at your mail. Is that
That's
a bargain?
Right.
Tell me, Mr. Gutterson, you work at the New York office at Warner. There's a big difference. You know, they have Warner Brothers, they have offices all over the country. You work at the New York office, right? Have you ever been to the out to Hollywood?
No, but I like to someday.
Well, maybe with your talent you will, you know. What is your special talent?
I play a song on the two flapjacks.
Flapjack what?
Flapjack tenors.
Oh, yeah, Lan, of course. Mr. Gutterson, I lead a very sheltered life. These things come as a shock to me. You say that, wait a minute, you say that you play music on ordinary flapjack turners, do you?
That's right.
Well, I guess you can if you put your mind to it. Mr. Gutterson, this act of yours sounds fiendishly fascinating. I see that you have two metal flapjack and there's turners here, and there's two little sort of wooden hammers, aren't there? How do you get music out of them?
I'll show you like this.
How's that, the metal hammer? Yeah. That's wonderful, Mr. Gutterson. Who tunes them up for you? Betty Crocker? Yes. Tell me, Mr. Gutterson, what song will you offer us tonight?
Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey.
Well, maybe we'll go dancing later. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, a country that won't listen to a man get music out of two flapjack turners cannot possibly call itself civilized. So to fill this cultural gap, here is Mr. Nat Gutterson and his two flapjack turners playing Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. Downbeat, Mr. Gutterson. It is all...
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. A little up, a little closer. Hold your mind. Oh, put your arms around me, eyes out, and I will rise. Oh, when you look at me, my heart begins to fall. Oh, when you shine like that, wonderful.
Terrific. That isn't the greatest thing I've ever heard. My name isn't Jim Prakas. You work at Warner Brothers, huh?
That's right.
In the mailing department. Well, that's good. Attention, radio producers. Here is the... Mr. Gutterson. Attention, this is the little commercial I'm going to give now. Here is the perfect musical background for programs like Portia Faces Pancakes, Joyce Jordan Girl Flapjack. So if you wish to get in touch with Mr. Gutterson, just call me at any time, day or night. Our phone number is Dry Dock 2-3586. I'll repeat that some other time, believe me. Meanwhile, here is your $50, Mr. Gutterson. And look, don't go away mad. Don't go away. You may be tonight's winner of an additional $50 grand prize. Yes, sir. Very beautifully played, Emerson. Absolutely. Put your arms around me, honey. Now, Ted, before we continue with our great talent hunt, suppose I tell our audience about our other winner last week and how her career has been progressing.
Say, that's a good idea, Jim. Yeah. Wasn't she Mrs. Della Ray of Rhode Island, the farmer's wife who played on the set of Cowbells?
Yes, absolutely. That's right, Ted. Well, friends, I got a little thing to tell you. Immediately after her performance here on our show, Mrs. Ray was invited to play at the annual South Rhode Island Barn Dance. But unfortunately, no one showed up at the barn except the 200 chickens who lived there.
Oh, what a shame, Jim.
Well, it was pretty sad. However, trooper that Mrs. Ray is, she went on with her big number before those 200 chickens, and in no time at all, had her audience laying in the aisle. So good luck to you. Good luck to you, Mrs. Ray. Ted, which applicant after fame and fortune are we to hear from now?
Well, Jim, I'd like you to meet a grand old gentleman. His name is Mr. William Hines.
Oh, well, good evening. Good evening to you, Mr. Hines.
Just call me Billy.
Well, okay. Okay, and you can just call me Jim.
That's fine.
This is a friendly program, you know, Billy. Tell me, how old are you? Are you, if I'm not being too inquisitive, and I am, I'm sorry.
Well, I was born in New York City, April the 10th, 1868. In just 2 days, I'll be 80 years old.
Oh, I see. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Congratulations. And you're older than Jackie the Cockatoo.
Just a bit.
But honestly, Billy, we're very delighted to have you with us on the Great Talent Hunt. Would you mind telling us a little about yourself, what kind of work you've been doing?
Well, for the past 58 years, I've been a minstrel man.
Oh, I see. A real old-time minstrel man. What would you like to do for us tonight?
Well, I'd like to do an old-time minstrel number.
Well, believe me, we'd love to hear it, Billy. There are millions of people in this country who've never seen or heard a real minstrel man. I really mean that. This is their chance. Have you brought along your music and tambourine?
I've not only brought along my music and tambourine, but I brought along a 60-year-old minstrel joke.
Oh, no. 60-year-old jokes.
Yes.
This is our answer to Abbott and Costello.
That's it.
Can I help you out? Can I help out in the act, Billy?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just read those lines that's marked interlocutor.
All right.
I don't need any paper. I've got it committed in my nudie.
Well, I'm ashamed of myself. I don't, Billy. So let's go. Music, Emerson, if you please. Say, Billy, when are you going to pay me that money you owe?
Well, I'm going to pay you next month.
Well, that's what you said last month.
Well, that's what I'm going to say next month. I'm the man that says one thing one month and then something else the next.
Well, didn't you say that you'd pay me a little now and then?
That was then, not now.
If you ever pay me that money, I'll drop dead.
Man, you ought to be glad I'm keeping you alive.
Oh, forget about it.
That's what I'm trying to do, doggone it. You won't let me.
Say, by the way, Billy, how are your forefathers?
What are you talking about, man? I haven't got forefathers.
Well, you certainly have. Everybody has forefathers. So have I, and so have you.
Well, if I have, three of them never showed up.
That's a wonderful routine, Billy. I'm going to steal some of those jokes to you Sunday
You're
night.
You're welcome.
Tell me, who are some of the old-time famous minstrel men?
Hmm? Well, I can best tell you like this.
All right, swell, Billy.
Let us look back to those minstrel men who have won renown and fame. Their names will live forever, so just a few I'll name. There was George Primrose and Lou Dockstader. They ranked among the best. Al G. Fields, Eddie Leonard, also Billy West. And to think of Dumont would fill your eyes with tears. Why, he produced in Philadelphia for more than 20 years. Still, there is another who filled hearts with joy. He's gone too, but not forgotten. George Evans, the honey boy. These old pals of mine have climbed the golden stairs, but I, well, I'm still upon the scene to fill the vacant chairs. So give me your attention and you will realize that a minstrel man of the long ago is now before your eyes.
Well, that's wonderful, Billy. That sounds like a cue for an old minstrel song, so take it away, Billy Hines. Here we are.
Bring back those minstrel days out of the long ago. Bring back all those faces in black, features we all love so. We all remember there were Primrose and West, Dockstead, Evans, the boys we love best, although they've gone to rest. Their memory stays, so we bring back those minstrel days.
Those minstrel days. Now, here's your $50, and please stay with us. You may be the winner of tonight's grand prize, an additional $50. And the audience is going to determine by their applause who tonight's winner is right now. First, here's Mr. Ed Rosenbluth, who tap danced with his tongue. Mrs. Ethel Campbell and her non-singing cockatoo, Jackie. Sing, Jackie.
Jackie, please don't let me down this time.
Sing, Jackie.
Will you sing the song, dear?
Oh,
sing with all your heart. Sing, Sweet Mystery of Life, please.
And now Mr. Nat Gutterson, who played music on the flapjack turn. And finally, Billy Hines, the 80-year-old minstrel man.
Our applause meter indicates that our grand prize winner tonight is number 4, Billy Hines, the Minstrel Man.
Thank you and congratulations, Mr. Billy Hines. And here is your reward, $50.
You.
Yes, sir. I'm sure that was unanimous. Oh, Ted, I guess this is where we fold our microphones and silently steal away.
Oh,
huh?
No, Jim, before you go, here's the telegram just arrived.
Oh, well, just press it into my hot little fist. It may be important. Hey, it's from the head of the Mutual Network. It says, heard your program tonight, and once again you gave our listeners a full evening. Hey, Ted, look how he spelled full, though. F-O-U-L. Well, it didn't come till like... Good night, everybody. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have an unusual off-the-beaten-track talent and want to appear on our show, just write to the Great Talent Hunt, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, New York City, describing the specialty that you do. And be sure to listen in at the same time next week when we'll again present another group of amazingly talented people on the Great Talent Hunt. Ted Brown speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.